Algae is one feedstock being studied as a potential biofuel. But what about the algae co-product left after extraction?
What we're working with basically is algae that they've extracted the oil from. The Department of Energy and the Department of Defense have been interested in creating biofuels, both jet fuels and transportation fuels from algae. And the resulting product is the leftover algae residue. And we could think of it as very similar to taking corn and making ethanol and the leftover product being distiller's grain.
And why Tyron Wickersham and fellow researchers at Texas A&M University use the distiller grain analogy is to explain how they are studying algae co-product, algae minus the lipid oils extracted for biofuel production, in a value-added context, a component of beef cattle feed.
We became interested in researching this or beginning to look at it when the DOE and the Department of Defense began to set up consortiums or research partnerships to evaluate algal biofuels, and they wanted to figure out a way they could market or place the co-product into some useful market that could make use of those nutrients, and they naturally turned to livestock with an emphasis on beef cattle because beef cattle historically been known or been capable of utilizing byproduct from a lot of different industries.
Texas A&M graduate student Merritt Drury says three tests have been conducted on algae co-product as a beef cattle feed, both feeding it directly and in mixing it with other forage supplements such as cottonseed meal or distiller's grain.
And this project kind of told us that algae was palatable because they actually ate it here.
Tyron Wickersham says the study of algae co-product as a cattle feedstock is perhaps the first of its kind. And he notes one benefit of algae co-product in feed is a higher protein content.
Nutritionally, algae is relatively high in crude protein. The product we were using was somewhere around 20% crude protein for all three of the projects.
However, Wickersham says further study is needed to improve mineral content and mineral balance, due in part to a high content of ash in algae co-product, as well as...
Basically, it's in its infancy in terms of determining how to produce the algae, how to extract the algae, and then what to do with the resulting co-product.
A process, Wickersham says, is expected to take several years. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.